This is, like, the fourth time your phone has rung this morning. Will you just answer it already?
I don't wanna.
It's your sister. Again! Why are you avoiding her?
I'm not in the mood to call.
It could be important, dude. Answer the phone or I'm answering for you. She could be in trouble.
Be my guest.
Ugh, give me the... Hey, Naomi, it's Salem.
Are they too busy moping?
You guessed it.
Could you put me on speaker?
Already on it.
Micah? Have you read any of my texts? Or listened to any of my voicemails? I know you haven't even bothered to look at any of the other messages, and... Are they even listening to me?
It's hard to tell.
Cut to the chase, Naomi.
Mom and Dad want to talk to you.
Yeah, not a chance.
What?
They could meet your tiny boyfriend without me being there. Maybe you'd come to your senses then.
They just want to talk to you.
Of course they did. What do they want this time?
It's been 3 years. Would it be so bad if they just wanted to talk?
Yeah, they never want to just talk. That's the problem.
Should I leave?
Probably for the best.
No, it's fine.
Which one... is it?
Your choice.
I'm gonna take a walk. Maybe pick something up from the bakery.
Do you want me to?
No, it's okay. You just talk to your sister, yeah?
Stay safe, Salem.
Okay.
Continue.
So, I'm in town, and Mom and Dad said how nice it would be to see both of us. You know, just go out for lunch or something like that. So, they asked me to ask, because, well... They think you're ignoring them, and I'm pretty sure you blocked both of them on yours and Salem's phone, so it's not like you'd see it either way. So, I'm playing Messenger. Again.
I don't want to see them. Like, ever. Unless they magically decide to start respecting me, it's not happening.
They're our parents.
Just because they didn't leave me in a ditch to starve as a child doesn't make them good people, Naomi. And not all of us travel around to keep our distance. Some of us can't get far away enough. And I get they didn't do as much to you, but come on, Naomi. Blinking away any problem with them doesn't help anyone.
Neither does shutting them out, Micah.
They're putting us against each other. You need to start seeing the bad in some people. That's all some people are. Bad. You're not happier because you're traveling. You're happier because you're not at home.
Feels like forever since I've last seen you.
I think we're capable of meeting without Mom and Dad.
Do you want to see me?
Of course I do, idiot.
How does later this week sound?
I'll see you then.
Oh. Bye.
Am I gonna regret that? Maybe. That was Naomi Oak. She, her. My little sister. She travels a lot. Part of it has to do with her work in radio, but the other part... Well, that's not my place to say. Her luck's a lot better than mine. Almost to the point of forever good luck. Like two sides of a coin. An annoying, biased coin that shows heads when it's in your hand, but as soon as it's flipped, both sides say tails. The universe's great prank against me. Naomi means well, she just seems to attract the right people at the right moments a little too often. Hello there, Crescent. Decided to do something other than sleep for once, have we? Yes, I know. I sleep a lot too, but at least I have a job. You get to sunbathe all you want for free.
How'd it go?
As well as it could have.
I'm sorry for pushing you, I just...
No, it's okay. I get it.
Do you want to talk about what's been on your mind?
Where do I start?
Wherever you're comfortable. Do you want a drink?
Do we have anything stronger than tea?
It's 11 a.m.
Practically afternoon.
Hot chocolate it is.
Naomi wants to talk.
You just were.
No, like, in-person kind of talk.
Oh. Oh, and that's not gonna end well.
Does it ever?
And your stress has nothing to do with the convenience store.
I mean, yeah, it's been running through my head, but dealing with Naomi doesn't exactly help any of my problems.
Why are you guys so awkward? Bailey says you were really close at school, practically inseparable. And don't tell me it's just because she's moving around so much now. You and I both know you're capable of picking up a phone. Mine's still smashed from the other day, so maybe I'm not capable of picking one up currently. But that's besides the point. You hardly talk, and when you do, you argue. What happened?
We drifted apart. Naomi had left by the time I built up enough courage to come out to Mom and Dad, and they took it hard. Like, my identity was a personal attack to them, so I got the hell out of there. Stayed on Bailey's aunt's couch for a couple months until you and I got our first place together. Nothing really felt the same after that, so... Naomi and I just... drifted.
You lived on the king's couch for months and never told anyone?
Bailey's good at keeping secrets when he wants to be.
Emphasis on one. Oh, speaking of Bailey, he said he'll be here soon with supplies.
Supplies? What type of supplies?
I came prepared for all moods, and if I didn't, maybe we can combine the stuff together like colors. How are you feeling? Sad? Happy? Sappy?
Sappy is already a word, Bailey.
Oh, right. I knew that.
What does each of them entail?
I have popcorn, muffins from the bakery, baked by yours truly, dairy-free ice cream, two board games, and cards. I figured if we were going to watch a film, Salem would find a sketchy website like they usually do.
You weren't carrying a bag.
Pockets aren't just for looking at. I almost forgot. The most important part, cash.
This one's new.
Gold Tiger Eye. It's about protection. That symbol is victory. Means joy, along with a few other things. Kinda looks like a flag, right?
Figured you needed it more than I do.
Wait, this is yours? No, I can't take this.
Technically, it's Salem's. So what mood are we feeling?
Definitely cards and popcorn. If we start playing any kind of board game now, Micah's never leaving for work.
Touché.
Cards it is.
I hadn't seen Bailey this content in a while. Smiling to himself ear to ear like he knows he's helped. It was comfortable. Domestic in a way it hasn't felt in a while. Like this was the calm before the storm. Later, I would see Mateo and be able to call him by name. I haven't quite figured him out, but I think I'm getting closer to.
Bailey, do you have any kinks?
What? No fair. You're cheating.
You're always trying to collect the kings.
Obviously. It's in the name.
Clearly, there's method to his madness.
That's what makes winning so easy. Like how you always choose paper.
This is slander.
Accept defeat, Bailey.
You know damn well you're going down with me, Micah.
Someone's gotta take down Salem one of these days.
We need new recruits.
I'm undefeatable. Nobody can stop my winning streak if they tried.
Salem's memory during card games is about as in-depth as it is on types of quartz and other stones. What she remembers after the game is a complete roulette wheel. But their winning streak is like nothing I've seen before. Not even Naomi was... I'd heard that siblings were meant to grow closer when they got older, not being in the same house constantly and all that. It's not like I don't regret the wall between us, I just... It's as much her fault as it is mine. And I'm not gonna take all the blame like we're still kids. Maybe we're not on the same page when it comes to Mom and Dad, or Charlie, or... Oh, you get the point. She's more of a ghost than my sister, and I just wish I knew how to talk to her. Whoever decided to make humans social creatures sucks big time.
When changing your sheets, make sure to look extra close for bedbugs. They may find your eyes a much more comfortable habitat. In this episode, you heard Teo M. Shin as Salem Ellis, Luca Miller as Micah Oak, Emma Nicolau as Naomi Oak, and Felix Pozorski as Bailey King. Mixed Bad Luck is written and produced by Cry MJ, with music composed by Sebastian Valenzuela. Credits read by Kit Patterson. Thank you for listening.